Welcome, and thank you for joining me once again for another podcast episode. This time, I would like to demonstrate a gadget to you, which I already mentioned in some of my past blog posts. It's the NaviBelt by FieldSpace. So what you're about to hear is a three-part episode. In the first part, I'm going to demonstrate the navigation belt and what it is capable of, mainly in offline mode. The second part is going to be a demonstration of the FieldSpace app and how the belt can be used together with your smartphone. And in the third episode, I would like to demonstrate the belt on the street. So together we will take a walk and experience the belt in action. All right, with all that said, let's start off with part number one. And for the sake of this recording, I made the belt audible. And as usual, I recorded in binaural, so wearing headsets is strongly recommended. Okay, so what I did in first place was adjusting the microphone gain to the very highest, so we're definitely able to catch every single sound of vibration. And I also aligned the microphones to the belt by clipping them on either sides of it quite close by to it. All right, so I'm already wearing the belt, and with my recording equipment that I'm also wearing at the moment, I am afraid I won't make it through security anymore at the airport. Maybe I should take it off when I approach security. Are you a terrorist? Are you a spy? No, I'm just another blind traveler. Just don't bother. Let me through. I won't harm you. Anyways, the belt should be positioned in a way that the loop, which sits slightly to the left of the control panel, is positioned in your middle, and the Velcro fastener to fasten the belt with should be positioned on your left, having the control panel sitting on your near right. So the control panel sits underneath your belt in a small pocket, and it is basically some sort of square-shaped small box with four buttons on it. And on the top right, at least if you're wearing it, on the top right corner, it has a micro USB port to recharge your belt when you're low on battery. So let's start with the four buttons. We start with the very right button, which is the power button, which powers the belt on and off. If you press it for about 1 second, you power on or off the belt. If you only press it less than 1 second, then it will show you how much battery you still have. Next, we have the pause button sitting right next to the power button, which is pretty much self-explanatory, I would say. It pauses any mode you're currently in. Next, we have the favorite button, which is sitting next to the pause button, which will, on the one hand, navigate you to your nearest favorite that you set in the app. For that, you have to have your belt connected to the app itself. You can also use the favorite button as pairing button. Yeah, the pairing button. If you pair your belt with your phone for the first time. Therefore, you have to, once turned on, enter the pairing mode by pressing the favorite button for about 5 seconds. And a vibration signal will tell you that you're in pairing mode. And then you can pair your belt with your phone. Last but not least, over the favorite button, we have the compass button, which if you press it once, will activate the compass mode and show you in which direction is north. If you press the compass button twice, you will enter the crossing mode, which should help you crossing streets or larger squares. I'm going to explain that in more detail later on as well. And what you can also use the compass and favorite button for is to change the vibration strength once you're in the pause mode. So yeah, that's pretty much everything about those four buttons. Let's just press the power button and see what happens. All right, as you can hear, it's currently vibrating every 5 seconds or so, which means the belt is basically active. All right, what we're now going to do is checking how much battery we still have. Alright, so the vibration signal is wandering around my body, starting from the middle, and it stopped at my left, which means the battery is around about at 75%, I would say. Still enough, and astonishing given that I used this belt for quite a long time without recharging it. I haven't checked the exact hours, but I'm going to check the manual once again to know more about the battery lifetime. But it would vibrate, the vibration signal would wander back to my middle if the battery was still full. Alright, now we have the compass mode. And it seems like I'm heading east. So in order to change that, I'm going to turn to the left in order to face north. Alright, here we are. Let's make another 180 degrees turn to the right. To face south, so north is now behind me. Almost. There we are. And I'm just pressing pause for a moment. One thing I'm going to show you as well now is the crossing mode. So I'm now heading south, assuming I'm just standing somewhere in front of a street or in front of a very large squared pass. So in order not to get off track, I'm going to activate the crossing mode by pressing the compass button twice in just a minute. So now it's vibrating in front of me, so where I left off. And let's assume I'm going to pass it and get off track by accidentally turning left or right. I pressed pause and now I'm back on the compass mode. Okay, good to know. Oops, there we are. And here we are, back on track. So I just pressed the compass button once again to get back into the compass mode. And yeah, let's turn back to the north and then turn off the belt at once. Oh no, there's still one thing I want to show you. The favorite button and the compass button, I already said that, is used to, once in pause mode, change the strength of the vibration. So to demonstrate this, let's just press the favorite button once. This will change the vibration strength step by step. If I hold it pressed, it'll be a quicker way to change the vibration strength. And let's get back to normal. Okay, that means we're at the maximum. Alright, that was it for the moment. Okay, I just turned off the belt. So this was a short demonstration of what the belt is basically capable of. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you connect the belt with your smartphone, you will also be able to navigate yourself from your current location to the destination of your desire. I will show how that works in the next recording. And if you are in the meantime interested in getting a belt yourself or learning more about the belt, don't hesitate to visit their website at www.fieldspace.de. They also should have an English version. And if you have any feedback, suggestions, or questions, just drop them a line at info@fieldspace.de. That's it for now. Stay healthy and speak to you soon.